From the dry cleaner down the street to the largest online retailers in the world, every business charges for the goods and services it sells. The electronic payments industry is no exception. As a critical link among financial institutions and millions of businesses, cardholders, and merchants worldwide, MasterCard's core business is completing fast and safe transactions. That allows consumers to make purchases safely and conveniently, whether online or at the corner store. And it helps merchants gain loyal customers who live down the block or on the other side of the world. The success of the MasterCard system, as well as the entire payments industry, depends on ensuring that both consumers and merchants benefit from this system. To understand how MasterCard creates value and drives commerce worldwide, we must first look at how the payments system works. To be effective, the payment system must meet the needs of two different groups, consumers and merchants. The challenge in doing this is to make using the system attractive to both. Newspapers are similar in this regard. They need to appeal to and benefit both advertisers and readers. Newspaper publishers charge readers low prices with the goal of increasing circulation. High circulation numbers appeal to advertisers, who are trying to reach as many consumers as possible. So, publishers collect the bulk of their revenue from advertisers, who benefit from greater sales as more newspaper readers respond to those ads. MasterCard management faces a similar challenge because it needs to make it attractive for merchants to accept MasterCard cards and for banks to offer innovative cards that are attractive for consumers to use. It uses interchange to help make electronic payments beneficial for both groups. By balancing pricing within its system in a way that holds prices down for consumers and keeps them reasonable for merchants, MasterCard aims to maximize the benefits for each. So you're probably asking, how does interchange work? Interchange is a small fee paid by a merchant's bank to a cardholder's bank, which is also called an issuer. It compensates the card issuer for a portion of the risk and costs it incurs. Among these are financing the interest-free period between when a consumer makes a purchase and pays his bill, or credit losses if a cardholder doesn't pay, or a card was used fraudulently. A merchant generally pays interchange as part of the fee it pays the bank which processes its card transactions. This is called the merchant discount fee, which can also include other costs, like processing or terminal rentals. MasterCard does not realize any revenue from interchange. To meet the needs of both cardholders and merchants, determining interchange rates requires a delicate balance. Set rates too high, and merchants' interest in accepting MasterCard cards will drop. Set rates too low, and card issuers' resources and incentives to create innovative products will decrease. Costs for consumers will rise, and as a result, consumers' demand for and use of cards will drop. MasterCard management carefully weighs this balance and uses interchange to deliver a system that benefits both groups. There is no doubt that payment cards help merchants operate more successfully and lead to higher sales. Electronic payment transactions are faster at checkout, so merchants can sell their products and services more efficiently to more customers and grow their businesses. Accepting cards helps merchants manage lending losses. So instead of the merchant trying to collect payment from a customer, the merchant is guaranteed payment, and the headache of collecting payment falls to the issuing bank. Merchants get real value for accepting cards at a fair and reasonable price. Interchange enables merchants to participate in a payment system that is far more cost-effective and efficient than issuing their own credit card or some other form of credit. That's exactly why, over time, merchants have left the business of managing credit, finding it more efficient to rely on payment card brands like MasterCard. But merchants aren't the only people who benefit from interchange. Interchange helps foster choice, innovation, and security, all vitally important to today's consumer. By providing incentives for card issuers, interchange encourages banks to innovate and develop new payment options, broaden the range of card programs available to consumers, and invest in cutting-edge security and fraud protection measures. The end result is a highly competitive industry offering consumers and merchants a wide variety of choice, from cash and check, to debit or credit or prepaid cards, or a growing number of alternative payment systems like PayPal. Consumers can choose among thousands of programs offered by financial institutions competing for the cardholder's loyalty and use those cards to drive business for some 25 million merchants around the world. In essence, interchange fuels choice and innovation for consumers, which in turn equals more frequent use and increased sales for merchants worldwide. That's why for more than 40 years, the default interchange rates MasterCard has established have proven to be the most effective way to balance the costs in the system and promote a strong, competitive payments industry.